Power on.
Ask Drone You.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another episode of Ask Drone You.
Welcome to episode number 63. It's a beautiful day here in Albuquerque, and Paul spent the evening out at our beautiful AAA baseball park that we have here in Albuquerque for the Isotopes. And
did you know the Isotopes are actually one of the highest grossing revenue teams in the country for AAA?
I did know that, and I think it is genius, or it was genius, when they named them the Isotopes. They're like instantly gave them national
credit
interest.
So whoever was, you know, behind the PR on that did a really good job.
They did a fantastic job, as opposed to, I don't know, whatever. I don't want to disparage any other mascots, but I don't think any really compare to the Isotopes. That's pretty cool.
And for some of our listeners who don't understand where the Isotopes came from, where does the name come from, Rob?
Comes from The Simpsons.
That's right.
Yes. You can't live in Albuquerque and not know that.
When I posted it in the Drone You community page, the closed group for the members, that half of them posted pictures of Homer Simpson running with an Isotope.
They knew it right away, didn't they? And they're not anywhere near Albuquerque.
That's right, yeah.
There's the genius.
That is the genius.
And that's one of the reasons. In fact, I think at one point, and it's probably still true, that as far as merchandise sales are concerned, Isotopes are far and above any other minor league.
I would rock some Isotopes gear.
It's actually pretty cool gear.
It is gear.
Yeah. So
anyway,
come on, guys.
It's also extremely close to the airport.
It is. Wow. It is very close to the airport. And so we wanted to talk today, or have Paul talk today, about what he did last night at the Isotopes game. So I think it's pretty cool, because here's a little background. Paul gets a call from his girlfriend a little earlier this week and says, "Hey, babe." I think that's exactly what she said.
Hey, babe.
Yeah. I got good news. I got us tickets for opening night at the Isotopes game. And so I'm listening to this conversation. I'm thinking, well, that's pretty cool. I'd like to go. I wasn't invited, so I didn't go, but that's all right. But what's cool about it is Paul turned it into an opportunity from a business perspective. And we get a lot of questions from people that are trying to turn their passion into profit, and they say, how do I get business? What do I need to do? And as we were talking and kind of rehashing how this all unfolded, I thought, man, we got to talk about this, because this is really the nuts and bolts of how you go get more business.
This is true. It's so true. And, you know, one of the things with any business is you have to be willing to sell yourself, because if you can't sell yourself, no one will believe in you. No one will, you know, begin rapport. And that's the thing, that the one thing I've learned with the best salesmen is it's not who gives the best sales presentation, it's who is able to connect with those people and accurately and accurately and
articulately
and passionately communicate the value to the client. Like, why do I want to show photo, or why do I want to take photos here?
It's a win-win. We've got to create a win-win situation.
Exactly. So I contacted the marketing office, and
what's cool is you just thought, I'm just going to call them.
Well, yeah.
Didn't overanalyze it.
Well, I've been trying to get in.
Get a bunch of charts together.
No.
Get your videos together.
No.
I'm going to call them.
Yep. I'm going to call them. I didn't even, it's funny, they didn't even ask for any examples of my work. They said they had tried doing a drone flyover before, and the guy couldn't do it because he couldn't get permission from air traffic control, which is part of the FAA, to fly because it was so close to the airport.
Well, that's really interesting, because how did that go for you?
Well, if you know the law, and if, you know, one of the things that I went over in one of my last webinars was the dialogue from the chief of counsel of the enforcement division of the FAA, Charles Rayleigh, and what is actually law and what is not actually law. And one thing that I learned is that you don't need permission from air traffic control.
But if you call them and you ask permission, they're going to give you probably a yes or no answer. They're not going to
teach you
what the law is.
No. Well, I mean, that's a great point, but it goes beyond that.
Okay.
You do have to notify them.
Right. That's the distinction.
Exactly.
Notify, not ask.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But in that, you know, just because people are human, you don't want to call and be like, ring, ring, ring. Hey, Rob, my name is Paul. and I would love to fly this area. How can I make that happen? You're going to get shot down because you, exactly. you sound like you don't know what you're talking about. Instead, the conversation went more like this. Ring, ring, ring. Hey, Molly, my name is Paul Aiken, and I was asked to take some aerial photographs of Isotope Stadium. You know, I really believe it's extremely important not to fly over people. So here's my GPS position that I'd like to take off from. I said, oh, are you from Albuquerque? And she was just like, yeah. And I said, well, I'm going to take off from the south lot parking lot. It's going to be a controlled area. I won't be over anyone. It'll be really safe. The maximum altitude is going to be this. And I would like, 20 or 30 minutes to be up in the air. And she's like, well, how long will you actually be up in the air? And I said, well, it'll be anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes, but in case I don't get the shot I want to be able to go back up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm just trying to play nice. I know that we have to notify you of our intentions, and I'm close to the airport, and I do not want to cause any problems. I really want to work with you guys and, just create a friendly relationship with you and make sure that, everyone remains safe and adheres to the guidelines and is able to do what we both want. Then it's mutually beneficial. And she was like, okay, what's the heading? Okay, what's the GPS reading? Okay, what's the altitude? All right, this is your ceiling. You are cleared from 7 to 7:30 p.m. Good luck flying. Don't crash.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was that
so
simple.
It started off with friendliness, respect.
Yes, absolutely.
As opposed to a chip on your shoulder.
Absolutely.
Like, the Maverick I'm going to get this. I'm going to fight them.
I'm going to do it.
They're not going to get in my way. I dare you to try to stop me.
That Maverick mentality.
That personality at all.
You're right. And you're right, Rob. I shouldn't interrupt you.
That's
that Maverick mentality is just not going to work out. And, I'll even tell you this. When I was working with Global Aerospace and Transport Risk Management and asking them, what sort of things do they seek from our program, from our instructional program to help people save money on insurance? And they said, well, one thing I really like about your program is that you're focused on a community and building an ongoing group of people to mm-hmm. continually learn. And he's like, that's really important to me. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, why is that? And he said, that is so fundamentally important because you are negating all of the Maverick guys, the guys that know it all. They really were extremely intrigued in the fact that people who are interested in DroneU are going to be interested in continually learning and growing and be the best pilot they can. That was very important for them.
Yeah, there's sort of a de facto accountability structure that's built into the community.
Absolutely.
Because I think there's respect and people want to respect the community, number one, respect each other, and then in return, be respected.
That's right.
And through that process, it's going to hopefully lead to better decisions.
Definitely. And I think, like you said, being respectful and being friendly, and going back to the main point of how do you really get more business, you have to be respectful. You have to be stern yet friendly. Let them know that you understand the technology and the law, and you do have to explain the law to people. So it's so critical and it is so important for people to understand the law aspect of it. What is law? What isn't law? Mm-hmm. And when I went back to the marketing guy over at the Isotope Stadium and I said, all right, well, I just got off the phone with air traffic control and we're cleared from 7 to 7:30. That's it. This is the ceiling. This is the heading and direction. I can fly here and here. That's it. And he was just like, you did that in the last 2 hours? Yes. He's like, how come our other guy couldn't do that? And I said, I don't know.
Can't answer that.
I'm pretty sure I knew who it was, too, and that guy's a big old D-bag.
Yeah,
so.
Rated G.
Paul
gets a little worked up.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's passion.
It's my passion, and when I see other people who are the know-it-alls and who really don't know, like the same guy, he was showcasing a video of this new product he was launching and it's on Kickstarter, and you can see his craft go up in the air without a GPS lock. And he's like 30 feet in the air and they're still filming it. And to someone who knows the light sequences between these flight controllers, he got a GPS lock in the air. So if his, remote battery would have died or if he would have had any RF interference.
Well, that's exactly the kind of cavalier action that we don't want.
Exactly. But the thing is, and that's the cool thing is because I know who my competition is and I'm not going to bash them. But if someone asks me, what's the difference between this and this? I go to that video mm-hmm. and and I teach them about the light sequence, and then I show them what it means, and then I explain to them, so if he was flying near a power line by the stadium, or a cop was using his radio, or there was a lot of, you know, cop traffic on the radio, that is going to hamper and interfere with his signal. If he loses his signal and the drone comes back to home, because he was already 50 or so feet in the air when he got his GPS lock, it is literally going to crash to the ground, and you're going to have a PR headline of drone crashes at Isotope Stadium. How is that going to look?
Yeah, that's not what you want.
Exactly. And that's how communicating value is so important. And you have to go about it, again, in the most friendliest, the friendliest of ways possible.
Yeah, and I think the bottom line is anybody, any of you can do exactly what Paul did. It's, you know, it wasn't a special degree or a special certification. It was simply calling with some confidence, with some respect, and a mutually beneficial situation for everybody involved. So hopefully that's encouraging to people.
Yes.
Just go do it.
Yes.
Get out there and do it.
Yeah, go out there. The other thing, too, if you are looking for more jobs, do not be afraid don't be afraid to call people, and don't be afraid to express your value. My rule of thumb is, because I already have so many phone calls coming in per day, I try to reach out to 2 people per day.
Yeah.
2 new people per day.
And you know what I would actually say to that, Paul? I don't disagree with you. I just might rephrase it a little bit, because I think that I was actually listening to a podcast of a guy who's uber successful, and he admitted that he has some phone fright, for lack of a better, I don't know what the better term for that is.
You're afraid to cold call?
Yeah. Or just sometimes just to be on the phone with somebody who you don't know really well, whether it be a sales situation or whatever. So when you say don't be afraid, I don't think you can control whether you're afraid or not, but what you do with that fear, and that you don't let it stop you, is what's important. Because a lot of us, and I'm going to include myself in that, that fear might be there, but you got to get past it. That's the thing.
Well, and, you know, this brings up a point in a recent TED Talk podcast that I was listening to, and I listen to a lot of those podcasts. They were talking about stress, and they had actually broke down people from the age group of 40 to 65, and they asked them, you know, how much stress they have, you know, on a certain level from 1 to 3, like how many days per week are you stressed? And then the last question is, do you see stress as a detriment to your health? And for the people who answered yes, they actually, their rate of death was, I think, 3 or 4x what the control group who didn't think stress was a detriment to their health. So I say that in the same thing as fear. If you think fear is a detriment to your personality, you're going to let it become a detriment. If you empower yourself utilizing that fear, like, hey, I'm nervous, this is a new thing, this is great, and I need to use this, and I need to not be afraid. In fact, because I am afraid, let's do it. Maybe I should do as much research as I can on this person so I can be as personable as possible to this person and cater just to them.
Right. And a significant way to get over that fear and to work past and to get to the point that you're talking about is, I think, a couple things. One is, really, really know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Know what you're doing. And number two, be thinking about the benefit to the person that you're calling. Because if you just know that you know that you know that what you're able to do for them is truly a benefit to them and will help them, it's going to be a lot easier to call them.
Yeah.
Because you're going to want to tell them about that stuff.
Exactly. Exactly, guys. And you have to reach out to new people. You should be going to networking events. You should be posting videos. Even one of our newest sponsors, it was as simple as just showing them a video.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, like, hey, here you go. This is what I can do. And boom, sponsorship.
Yep.
So, you know, guys, don't be afraid. Get your name out in the newspaper. Talk about how you're being, how you're doing things to better the community. There are so many different ways to get attention and to, you know, ensure that when you are getting attention, you're always doing the right thing. Because, again, if you don't know what you're doing or you're talking about, like Rob says, you can have a failure right there and then you turn into a bad news story. So, yeah,
or you get discouraged. So definitely know your craft, study, fly, research,
absolutely,
learn. All those things.
All of those things. So guys, don't forget, if you have a question for us, go to askdroneu.com and we're going to answer that question for you. We love your questions. If you don't want to record your question for whatever reason, you know what? That's okay. And you can email us support@thedroneu.com. We're going to answer that question for you. For those of you who are inside of the Drone U community Facebook group, I just want to say thank you so much for all the participation. If you're not in that closed group, it's because you're not a member. And our our members get to learn the nitty-gritty, the real deep information on just every stat that we found and every fact that we found while approaching people, you know, conversion rates, what's working and what's not. These are the type of things that you need to know if you want to maintain that competitive advantage. So I welcome you to join our community as a member. You're also going to get classes inside of that community, and it's a continuing education just like the one that was described in the National Proposed Rulemaking Section 107, which you know as the proposed rules for the FAA.
That's right, and you're interacting with people that are in your same boat or quadcopter.
And you know what, guys? I can't even say how much, Rob, I love this community because, you know, with my old school, I went to another school that was a drone school, you know, you paid a lot of money for a class and then it was like, you're done.
And you're done. You're done. There was no community after the class.
And that's what I love about this. It's so ongoing and we're always learning. I mean, it's literally every week. So I love it. Love it. Love it. And that's why I welcome you guys to join. But that's probably going to do it for us today. Again, we appreciate you listening and we love the questions. So that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone You.
Ask Drone You.
Ask Drone You.
Ask Drone You.